question again, if he's living with someone else.
Ask him if he's living with her, why does he give me his telephone number, their telephone number? Ask him, why does he come over? He's the one you need to be asking those questions, not me.
And I'm sorry I asked you. I'm just feeling bad now. I tell you what, let's meet this other woman though, huh? What's her name, Dana? Here's Dana.
In France, I see the man die of a big disease of a little name. By chance, him girlfriend, she find an eagle. She end up the same way. Back a yard, 17 years old boy picnic. Them call themselves the disciples. High and shooting a gun. Hurricane Annie rip out the ceiling of the church and kill everybody inside. Turn on the TV and all you hear about September, my cousin built up a big spliff. For the very first time, now he's burning rocks. It's June. I can't understand when a rocket ship explode, yet everybody still want to fly. You know, some people say a man never truly happy unless a next man truly dies. God no matter why. Times, it's the times. Baby, make a speech. Star Wars a fly. Neighbors just a shine on. But if a night fall and a bomb falls, look ya, nobody gonna see the dawn. Times, man. The times. Sign of the times. Gonna mess with your mind. You better hurry before it's too late.
It's kinda cloudy. The weatherman say it might be rain. So mine how you go? I say mine how you go? Mm-mm day. Lightning a clap and a thunder a roll. Come on then. Lightning a clap and a thunder a roll. Alright then. We keep them feel it in them soul. See what time in the light. Trembling them soul. Alright then. Down in a Rome, that's where you find the Pope. Alright y'all. In a England, Queen C them leave us with nothing at all. That's why we want to go home. Yes, yes, we want to go home. Come on, then see. Lightning a clap and a thunder a roll. All right, then. Lightning a clap and a thunder a roll. You see what I mean? We keep them feel it. Yes, them trembling, them sorrow. All right, then. Now come the rain, and it's raining. And at the end of the rain, there goes the rainbow. All right then, and they say at the end of the rainbow, you find a pot of gold. That a rumor, you know. Come on then, so lightning a clap and a thunder a roll. Come on then, we keep them feeling. In them soul, alright then. Down a Rome, that's where you find the Pope. Come on then. In a England, Quincy Dong Pantro. Alright yo. Down a Africa, in a Ethiopia, you know. Selassie IS in Rome. Come on then. That's why me wanna go home. Yes, me wanna.
Thank you. it rains tears of joy, and it rains tears of happiness. And really, in a certain kind of special way, I think I can say that I'm blessed. So I've got you, I've got you. Make me burn inside. And now it's kind of unreal that I'm standing so close to you, wrapped in your arms.
Falls Party people, Doom, here to let you know that I have no prior knowledge to any invasion or any invasion being planned or executed, and I have no ties to Madley or any organizations.
Sounds of Madlib having a go at Donald Byrd from The Shades of Blue. Jeanette, you're about an hour in. Oh, sorry.
Are we on?
Yeah, we're on.
Good evening. Yeah, it's been about an hour. That was 50 minutes gone well over.
No, that's fine. I was just saying I'd be just as happy to let you go right through to the end of the show.
Cool.
If you've just tuned in, you've been listening to Jeanette for about the last 50 minutes or so, and she's been playing music here on Against the Arctic. It's the Nice Picks bit of the show. It's been fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you, Declan. I'm having lots of fun.
Yeah, it's great. We've been just... you've been playing songs and we've been talking music.
That's like right.
A couple of nerds. Do you want to just run us through what we've heard?
Okay. Well, I started off with one that you and I both love and have in the past talked about, but a producer by the name of Dr. L, who is a French guy. That track was Dark Days Are Over, and then I went into another Dr. L production, but that was from Tony Allen's album Black Voices, which we do love that album, and it is hard to come by. But
it is difficult to come by. Your copy looks so remarkably worn. It's incredible.
It is. But it still sounds so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. after that was a Maurice Fulton kind of kooky little snippet off a track by, he goes under the name Eddie and the Eggs on that one. It's on Joss House, and it's just this kind of really daggy little...
kooky hip-hop sort of thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Kind of talk show sort of monged out thing. But anyway, after that was a Ruthless Records, something a bit kind of... heavier and darker, was Cocaine, and that track was Bacon Soda Free, and I do love that sound. So
amazing synths in that song.
Totally. Anyway, after that was a new 10-inch, so it kind of, yeah, that was the first new thing I played, was on Code 9. The track was called Sign of the Dove.
Sign of the Dove.
Yeah, which is actually Prince, Sign of the Times, but it's a dub version and kind of translated kind of patois style, and it's just a killer, and it sounded so awesome in here with the speakers.
With the speakers,
up. Yeah.
We did. As I was freaking out about what it was and who it was, it's actually the same production team behind that Burial record.
That's that, right.
Started off the show. If you've been listening since 8 o'clock, but yeah.
Yeah, well, their production is certainly incredible.
Mm.
After that, I played a Jamaican 7 by one of my favourite reggae artists, Nitty Gritty, and that was called Lightning Clap, and that was to hopefully there was some lightning out there, and followed on with some rain. Anyway, Nitty Gritty, funny enough, is he, apparently, the rumour has it that, you know, Supercat, the artist, Don Dada, Supercat, but he apparently shot Nitty Gritty. So
shot?
Yes. Dead.
Right.
But Jesse, I would probably tell us more about that. But anyway, followed on with another Rain record, a beautiful soul record from Caroline Crawford. It's called It Rains Because. And
that was really amazing, that track.
So beautiful. So beautiful. After that, James Mason, I Want Your Love. That is definitely one of my favourite tunes. And that went out to the LC and the OC.
Yeah. Not to be confused with the TV show.
No, of course not. Sorry. Linton and Ateo, my family. Followed by a guy who has got a series of bootlegs out, or not bootlegs, but they're edits. His name's Paluski, and he's French too, I think. And that was a Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, off an Ugly Edits number 4, I think, but that was called Beggin', and his edits are quite incredible. He's doing something quite different. As I was saying to you, there's so many stuff, so many edits.
Stock standard,
boring
edits out there.
Everything's about an edit, and it's good to hear something actually different done, you know what I mean? Rather than just kind of a good record being edited for the sake of it. But anyway, followed on by a San Francisco label, Tussle. The artist is called Tussle, and that was called Don't Stop.
Yeah, mixed beautifully into that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And now we've gone into a Madlib record.
To a Madlib record.
Yeah. So.
Well, I thought I'd maybe just sort of ask you some questions about your beginnings in music, and if Madlib runs out, we'll fade him, and then we can when we finish talking, we can play.
Okay.
We've got something else queued up.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you've presented just like such a wide variety of music, and that it takes such a long time to kind of. To come to know and love all that music. When did it grab you as something unshakable?
The obsession with buying records, or just kind of
just loving music.
I've always loved it. I think you obviously just something that's in you.
Mm.
But as far as being obsessed with kind of having my own collection that I could just kind of go to and. I mean, that sort of started probably from around 15, when I realised I can actually buy records, and kind of I would sit and make mix tapes and stuff. But I certainly am not one of those people that's going to claim to, you know, be part of the old school. And I remember, exactly what 12-inch I first bought in 1982. And no, it's not like that at all. I purely just thought, I just want to sit in my bedroom and play records, you know, and I wanted to sort of be surrounded by them and stuff.
Mm.
But anyway, so it wasn't until, I was about 15, and I used to go to this really daggy club that was so ahead of its time, really. It was called Bombay Rock, and it's on this side of town somewhere down Sydney Road. I was 15, and the music that it was a total funk club. I mean, the music was just so incredible, and to this day I still find bits that I kind of go, oh my God, I remember that. That was, you know, that was from those days. But, you know, I never sort of had a desire to be the person behind, you know, I just loved it. Of course, I'd be
just
on the dance floor and stuff. Yeah. But, and then I spent a few years living in London, as you kind of do in, you know, your late teens, early 20s. But, and it was then that I realised there was a record store. You know, I lived sort of in Portobello Road, around that area. There was a record store every 2-3 shops apart, you know. And there was Dub Vendor and Rough Trade. And, of course, I'd get my chips money and I'd just go and buy records, particularly Sevens from Dub Vendor.
Yeah.
And it was just this tiny little booth, smaller than this studio. But and so I just thought that was way cool. And, again, just, you know, would go home and played and that was it, yeah. And it wasn't until I got back here and I started working at Central Station Records and, you know, got friendly with Ransom and Oss and Misha, and they were doing purveyors at the lounge. So I didn't really know what was happening in Melbourne, or I did find it really bizarre that there was such a segregated, you know, you either liked hip-hop and that was it, or you either liked house and that was it. You couldn't... I just remember coming from London, it was just all
so
about
free.
Music. Totally. There was such a sort of a limit. You couldn't sort of cross the fence. But now it's a completely different story. And, you know, that was the beauty about Purveyors. You know, that was where I sort of did my first real gig after I got pushed, really pushed into it, because I was
by
totally
Ransom.
Petrified. Yes, and Oss. And you know, after doing it once on a big system, that was just so good. Yeah, so much fun. But anyway, I was totally hooked, and I still would say that the lounge is one of the best booths to play in. I mean, I don't know now, but the whole thing about being in within the dance floor and kind of, you know, I would think
it was
this many years down,
yeah,
you'd think this many years down the track that, you know, sound systems would just be kind of, that whole thing would be sussed, but you still turn up at places and kind of go, what
is
there
going
is no
on?
Bass or
yeah.
But anyway,
so in a timeline sense, we're talking like 1983 when you were going out to that club in
sure,
Sydney
yeah.
Road. And then when did you move to London?
That was in 1990, kind of travelled for 3.5 years, and I lived there for a couple years. And, you know, I sort of would go on a holiday for 6 months, come back to London and do it that way. But then when I finally came back, you know, I came back through the States and Jamaica and, got back to Melbourne and just went, oh, my God, what am I going to do for music? Mm. But realised that there was actually quite a bit happening here. Anyway, so it just sort of, it was one of those things that I didn't really have that planned out, but it kind of...
just happened.
Yeah.
So after Ransom pushed you kicking and screaming into the booth at the lounge, you never looked back.
Yeah, you've got to get out of your bedroom. So,
I guess, can you tell us about Melbourne in 93?
Yeah, well, I mean...
And then I guess there is that segregation. That's probably changed a little bit, but...
That's changed a lot, yeah. I don't know
14 years down the track.
So. Yeah, and I don't know if people necessarily appreciate how it changed and, you know, the people... There were people that are responsible for its change, you know. Now you hear people saying, yeah, but it's also eclectic. Melbourne's music scene is great. Yes, it is, but, you know... It took time, definitely.
Yeah.
So... But yeah, there's always been heaps of stuff going on. There has, but you needed to know what was going on, I suppose.
Yeah.
And of course, radio was a good one, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, and what else did you ask me, Declan?
Oh, just the kind of change in the, I guess in when people going out and and how things have kind of.
Yeah. Well, I figure, you know, I suppose this isn't really a big secret, but now it's so much more about, you know, the DJ's name, you know, who the DJ is and stuff. Whereas I think before it was kind of more a music thing, and that was important, obviously, because you'd sort out who it was you liked, you know, as far as their selection went.
Mm.
But there's just that huge emphasis now, you know, that whole thing, you know, I'm a rock star kind of thing, and you just kind of want to go, bah!
Yeah.
No, you're playing records. But
of
anyway.
Other people's.
So. Yes.
So you've done radio and you've even released some records over the years.
Oh, I wish, you know, I'm a shocker as far as, you know, ask anyone, just putting out a mix, just shocking. The times I would do it would be if I was playing out press record, and that would be the thing, because otherwise I kind of, you know, I do like playing out and in being in the moment as opposed to just sort of
sitting at home and trying to construct something.
But did something years and years ago that was again an edit of this disco record, but I'd like to redo it now because it's such a killer record that I don't know if, anyway, it's kind of been lost, and it was on a Melbourne label called Cosmetic. But got lots of unfinished things, and you know, let's see if I actually can get myself together to, now that I'm not doing so much as far as residencies go.
Yeah. Well, you have a family now.
That's right. I have a family.
How was it to have a big break from DJing?
I think probably due, you know what I mean? I was getting to a point where, things happen as they happen and for good reason. I was ready to sort of kill the 4 nights a week of just kind of feeling like a complete zombie. Although I would, you know, I can't deny that I totally have moments where I miss that. But it's time to sort of move on and, you know, kind of, I still am getting out there a bit now, which is good, but I certainly wouldn't go back on, thank you. But I do love being in this studio. This is good. So it beats the Stinky Club.
The Stinky Club, it does.
Yeah. But yeah, I am now a mum, so I have an 11-month-old, and hopefully he is fast asleep.
He better be fast
asleep. Yeah. And yeah, that was another kind of whirlwind experience. But anyway.
That's how they happen.
So big kiss to Linton and Matteo, because I did say I would do a little shout.
Yeah, yeah. Linton's been in here on the Nice Picks a few months ago. He did a really fantastic mix.
That's right.
We're nearly out of time, which is a crying shame.
Lots of talking.
Lots of talking, but lots of music too. Thanks so much again.
Thank you
for having
me.
It's been great. What's this last song we're going
to
hear?
Well, this is Silena Johnson, and it's a high-tech remix, and now I need to... I can't remember the title of the song.
All right.
But it's actually Silena Johnson, and it's remixed by high-tech, and it's beautiful.
Great. Well, if you've wanted to know anything that's Jeanette's played, it goes up on the playlist on the Triple R website, rrr.org.au. My name's Declan. It's been Against the Arctic. A big thanks to Jeanette. Michael Cusick's up at 10 with Noise in My Head. I'll be back next week at 8 o'clock. See you,
Thank
Jeanette.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. See you later.
See ya.
It's me and you. Tribulations and trials. Situations this wild. Love, drama, stress, love, drama, stress, love, the drama, the stress, the voice.
Just because I'm in love with you doesn't mean I'm gonna lose my life for you. I wanna be free from all this misery, cause you treated me so hatefully. You give me rain when my sun shines, you bring me pain when pleasure's mine. But I'm breaking free cause this ain't for me. Don't want my kids to see how you hit on me.
Why'd you hit on me?
Baby, I won't do it no more.
You said that, you said that, you said that, you said that before.
Now baby girl, don't want you crying no more. I realize I was wrong.
Why'd you hit on me?
Baby, I won't do it no more.
You said that, you said that, you said that, you said that before.
Don't turn your back on me.
Nigga, please.
Wait a minute while I explain. I'll never do again those silly things. But you can't keep testing me, disrespecting me, and talking to me sideways. Only a man can take so much.
But I'm your one.
Now baby, just trust. I'ma do right by you and my shorties too.
Then show some respect and treat us as such.
Why'd you hit on me?
Baby, I won't do it no more.
You said that, you said that, you said that, you said that before.
Baby, it's like my mind in a storm. I realize it was wrong.
Why'd you hit on me?
Baby, I won't do it no more.
You said that, you said that, you said that, you said that before.
Don't turn your back on me.
Nigga, please, you raised your hand to me.
And I ain't gonna take it no more. No matter how much you say, you still ain't showing no love.
Ain't
your mama
no
tell
love.
You not to hit a woman. You know you wouldn't step to me if I was a man. And every day I try to do right by y'all.
Do
holding down
right.
Three kids, two jobs, and you're begging in all. Thinking days would get better as I grew stronger. And now that I'm smarter, I don't want you no longer.
Why'd you hit on me? You said that, you said that, you said that, you said that before.
Now baby girl, don't want you crying no more. I realize I was wrong.
Why'd you hit on me?
Baby, I won't do it no more.
You said that, you said that, you said that, you said that before.
Don't turn your back on me.
Nigga, please, you raised your hand to
and
me.
And baby girl, it's no defense, but our exchanges get so intense. And you get flying, don't hold your left. Start holding your hip, then I get
Brooklyn.
Going and flip, lost my cool. About to cold, lose the jewel. Yeah, of course I wrong. Cause I don't wanna come to war at home. And I know you holding down my gates and hooking up my plates, but you ain't gotta be all